This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
One more real quick. Paul Wildcard 2, come on the line from Yuba City, California, and talk to us for just a minute, because that's about all we have.
Thanks for having me on. The way I look at this is that basically, as the president, we have a hybrid. We have somebody who grew up with Frank Marshall Davis, who's a communist, and also with the anti-colonial edge, which is directly linked back to the Muslim Brotherhood, which is directly linked back to the Nazis. And what we have is somebody who's a national socialist. And you can see how he drives his agenda. Also, as the president, he has been linked directly to the Muslim Brotherhood. And, you know, if you take a look at Benghazi, which is now turning out to be nothing more than Fast and Furious on steroids over in Europe, you know, you've got a president here who's got a clear agenda. His behavior patterns, all the things that have been going on with all the school shootings, all that stuff fits the same thing as what you saw in Hitler's Germany. And he's basically using the same tactics that Hitler used to take over Germany. It's being applied here in the United States.
That's an interesting point. Thank you very much for the call, Paul.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
In the original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. A lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. Please remember to visit our website, a21r.com, and of course, newcaliforniastate.com and ncs51.com. Both websites are up and running, and you can get all the latest information, news and information about what's going on in New California. Okay, a lot of things happening around the world. Of course, the coronavirus, COVID-19, let's hang on that 19 number, COVID-19 running around the world rampantly right now, not really showing a lot of major deaths and so on. It doesn't look like it's any different than a lot of other viruses, low-grade viruses, I might add. But we have some more information to add on to some of this stuff. We're going to be talking to Dave Hodges in a minute about that, and also with the mysterious deaths surrounding so many people associated with Air Force One, Obama's Air Force One. Could it have been flying in places that they don't want you to know about, especially maybe Hunter Biden doesn't want you to know. Anyway, we're going to be talking to Dave in just a minute, but bringing you a little bit of an update on what's going on out here in California. They are, of course, limiting everybody in a lot of places, a lot of counties. Not all counties are being affected. Our county that we live in here, no, there hasn't been one death. There hasn't been reported cases. Although I had a case, I wasn't. The doctor said stay home. I stayed home. That was in January, but that's all taken care of. I was sicker than a dog for 3 weeks. And really sick. I got to tell you, it was tough. But, you know, I recovered. The high probability of recovery seems to be very good. And, of course, the numbers just aren't matching up with influenza. 22,000 people have died since October to March 12th this year because of the influenza. Will we get to that number with the COVID virus? I don't know, but let's ask Dave Hodges because he's got some more information about this. Dave, welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio.
Good to be with you, Paul.
So the COVID virus is striking in many different ways now, we're starting to hear.
Yeah, and we're not going to hear about it. I've got what I'm going to reveal to you here in a moment. Information because of personal relationships, but the CDC and the administration as a whole are basically censoring anything that disagrees with the official narrative. So let's get right to it. Yesterday afternoon, Paul Martin, a longtime associate of mine, someone I talk to nearly every single day, and we've partnered on many projects, so I know Paul very, very well. He calls me and says, my oldest daughter just called me. And she said, I'm going to start sounding like you, Dad, a conspiracy theorist, except I'm seeing it. And as they unfolded this, she said, where she works at a hospital, is one of the chief nurses, that they're having people in their teens, 20s, and 30s walk in off the street, and they are convulsing wildly, spitting up blood, and dying. They're dying of heart failure. They're dying of organ failure. And it's like a reinfection that we see in China. And I don't know that these people have been reinfected. I don't have that information. But we saw in China very clearly people that got this pandemic the second time around would succumb to heart attacks and organ failure and so forth. Well, this is what we're seeing. Respiratory failure is very, very common. And we don't have a firm number. Paul is working on getting that number. But what I understand now is every time there's an outbreak like this, the CDC is on the scene with their media censorship.
So look for that in the future for some people.
It's already happening. And I listen, if it's happening in Tulsa, it's happening in San Jose. It's happening in Detroit. You know, in other words, this is not isolated, in my humble opinion. But the information flow is being controlled. I think what we're seeing is a lot worse than what we're being told. But we're being given hysteria on the part of preparation, but not on the part of the lethality of the drug. The pandemic. You know, Paul, I still maintain this, though. Above and beyond the mass casualties that are going to occur, the number one goal here is the destruction of the American economy so Donald J. Trump is not reelected.
Yep.
And let me lay this out for you real quickly. It's three levels of plot. This plot, and I'll eventually end up back at the origin of this plot, but this plot encompasses every continent now, and what we're seeing is the complete economic free fall of the G20 nations. And if they go, the whole world goes, of course. And this is what we're seeing. We're witnessing right here in America where our stock market is in free fall. We're beginning to see the introduction of zero interest rates and negative interest rates by Goldman Sachs. And so we are in big trouble economically. The Democrats are winning on this, but the globalists are winning because it's on every continent. Out of chaos comes order, as the Hegelian dialectic says. And since populism is winning, and nationalism is winning, and globalism is losing, the globalists unleashed this in combination with Democratic Party leadership. And we have pretty good evidence, and I say we have excellent evidence, that Hunter Biden transferred weapons technology like F-35 to Wuhan, China, in 2015 on Air Force One. There were also uncharted, unlabeled manifests that were there. And we believe this was the bioweapons. And we have to say we believe because it was unlabeled. But the Chinese did not have the sophistication to build a weapon to do what this is doing with the multiple mutations and the basically preserving the death rate, preserving the transmissibility rate from mutation to mutation. Usually you begin to see a burnout at some time, and we're not seeing any evidence of a burnout. So we maintain, Alexander Daly and I, who've researched this now for 7 months, with regard to Ukraine weapon shipments, and now most specifically the potential of bioweapon shipments, we maintain the Democratic Party leadership is involved. They sent this to Wuhan. The Chinese are all too happy to wipe out tens of millions of their own people so they don't have to feed them. And remember, this is a regime that's killed 76 million of its own people. And then, of course, they get the main objective, which is the removal of Donald J. Trump, which has restored a favorable balance of trade between China and the United States, where it was out of control with the previous administration. So they get what they want. The Democrats can't win this election, so this is their doomsday weapon. This is their final shot. They'll take down America just to get Donald J. Trump out of office. And this is the operating hypothesis that we're right now operating under.
Well, you know, that fits right in. We reported yesterday that Gavin Newsom is in negotiations with the Bank of China for a $1 trillion loan to the state of California, collateralized by basically all the raw elements, you know, lumber, fisheries, gold. I mean, all the different resources, physical resources of California is collateral, agriculture, water. All that is collateral for the loan. It's just blatantly illegal, but they're willing to do that, you know, by a state at this point in time. Even though they don't have $1 trillion, they're willing to go out on the limb and say, you know, we'll give you the money that you need to get past this whole crisis that you have in your state right now.
Yeah, I don't even know. Doesn't that violate the Logan Act?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I think it's illegal as hell.
Yeah, but, you know, who's you're California. Who cares about the law?
Hmm.
I mean, that's just it. They're just lawless.
My. I did not know that. Right now, Gavin Newsom should be arrested.
Well, you know, that's that could be a possibility. I know that he got that signal from Mike Huckabee, and that there are certain things he can and cannot do. And if this is what he's planning on doing, and that's by, you know, great intelligence to me, by way of the Capitol, that is in fact going on. It just sort of answers a lot of problems for the state of California if that in fact goes through. Now you got to remember, Dave, that the California retirement system, the public employees retirement system, PERS as it's known, the chief investment officer is a member of the Communist Chinese Army and the People's Liberation Army.
No. Let's identify the person. This can't be true. Who are you talking about?
This is the guy that his name is, I think, Ling is his last name. And this was outed back in July by Nan Su of the Epoch Times. And it's since been continued. This guy is the chief investment officer for PERS. And, of course, what does he invest in? Military stocks. That's what's being invested. So all these people, all the public employees of California that are paying into the retirement system, that money is going right over to China. Right over to China.
Is this the organization that's often called CalPERS?
CalPERS, that's correct, right.
Yeah, okay. That's what I thought.
Yeah, and that's, think about that. So, you know, they've got billions of dollars already placed in investment. But, listen, PERS will never see their money. It's a communist Chinese stocks. I mean, you know, this is a communist country, and who owns these stocks? Who owns these companies? China, the Communist Party owns it. So you're not going to see a payout in any return on the investment by CalPERS. And of course, that's what they're investigating right now in Congress. Thank goodness. So why would you think that Gavin Newsom couldn't feel like he could go out and get a loan collateralized by the resources of California?
You know, I just wrote an article this morning and was detailing the communist slash Democratic Party joint plot against America using the coronavirus.
Right.
And I mentioned how the California congressional delegation, a large part of it, including Kamala Harris, Nancy Pelosi and family, Dianne Feinstein and her 20-year communist Chinese driver. I talked about all this. I said, here are the influences with the communist Chinese. And I just mentioned a couple. I didn't even get into detail, but one of them is controlling the cartels, obviously. That's Nancy Pelosi. That's through the Chi-Coms. They control the cartels. And then the rest of them are directly in bed with the communist Chinese. And, of course, we got Rose Pack, who dominated Bay Area politics sure. for the communist Chinese. And that brings Gavin Newsom under that umbrella.
Right.
I mean, first of all, this is treason of the highest order, and this makes Benedict Arnold look like a loyalist.
Right. Right, exactly. And the current mayor of San Francisco, she is also under the yoke of the communist Chinese as well. Everybody knows that.
Who is that?
I can't remember her name right now. I'll think of it in a second. I know I'm going to get a text here in a second because some of my listeners in San Francisco will give me their name. I'll look it up here real quick. I can't remember her name. London Breed. That's her name. London Breed.
London Breed.
Yep.
I think we just should change her name to Beijing Betty.
Well, there you go. I think we just did. I think our San Francisco listeners just picked that up. Beijing Betty.
You know, okay, I'm going to go back to an old frustration I have expressed before. Okay, stop the damn investigating and start the arresting.
Yep. Yeah, we need to get to that. And people are growing ever more... you know, impatient that the arrests start to need to happen. I think we're going a little bit long in the tooth on some of the stuff related to. Now, I know that the Mueller so-called investigation where they were charging the Russian companies, that dropped. That was a good move to get rid of that, you know, because that was a Mueller-spawned investigation. The DOJ officially dropped that today, which I think was a very, very good move. And, you know, of course, everybody's looking for Durham to see what Durham's going to do in terms of his report, which I think is going to be, I think if it's not as devastating as we think it's going to be, people are going to have a lot of faith lost. But I don't think it's going to be that way at all. You know, there's a lot of investigation going on right now in California, and Gavin Newsom's not immune from that investigation. The other ones, some of the people that are being investigated, several congressmen in California, Democratic congressmen and Republicans in the Assembly and Senate of the state are being investigated right now by the federal government. That's a fact. And I got that confirmed over the last couple of days. And I got names, but I'm not at liberty to share the names. It's very interesting, the names. So
I could guess some of them.
Bet you could.
It's not a mystery.
I just can't say because I was asked not to say. But you could probably guess, and you know, but a lot of people could probably guess. But there's a lot of investigations going on right now because I'm made aware from multiple sources. And, you know, some very interesting people that have popped up. And I know I'm getting a, this is one of our listeners says, yes, please keep investigating, but start arresting. It's long overdue. And that's one of our close to the Bay Area guys. But the other one that just came in was from London Breed, from a San Francisco person. London Breed, exclamation.
That means that sometimes names tell a story.
Yeah, they do.
I'll just leave it at that, okay? Royal Family Breed, huh?
Yeah, London Breed. Oh, yeah?
I'm looking at this situation here, okay? Right now, Trump is defeated. Let's just call it what it is. He's dead in the water. The economy is in free fall. This is not his fault. But you know how the media will be. They'll posture it so it is his fault. And I think he's reacted better than any other world leader. It hasn't been perfect by any means, but it's been better than we saw in Italy, much better than China, better. Well, the only people that rival Trump would maybe be South Korea, but they got a smaller population. It's easier to control, smaller landmass. So it's different demographics. But I think Trump, you know, I tell you, the Italians would trade Trump for the crap they've had. I think that he's done a pretty good job. But this is an attack upon the American people.
Yes, it is.
This is the third attempt to negate the 2016 election and posture false propaganda for the 2020 election. And this is why I'm saying this president is defeated today. He will not win re-election. Therefore, he has nothing to lose. He needs to send the troops into California under the guise of pandemic quarantine and begin to arrest everyone, starting with Gavin Newsom through Nancy Pelosi. And I'm not being radical, Paul. I'm not being sensational. If Trump does anything less than this, he deserves to lose.
Well, you know, and we've got many, many months ahead. Let's wait and see what happens. And I would say that I absolutely 100% agree. This is the third attempt by these folks to take Trump out. I don't think they're going to be successful. I think that what's going to happen is a lot of bitterness is going to I already see it. I mean, this is only the first day of the so-called lockdowns, I guess you'd say. And, of course, in the Bay Area, they've got a lot of people under siege. I'll call it under siege.
Yeah. Do you remember when we were counting the growing count for the Chinese quarantines 2 months ago?
Right.
Oh, my gosh, it's 12 million. Oh, no, it's 20. Now it's 50. Well, 7 million people in the Bay Area are now quarantined.
That's right. Just like in China. It's no different. And, you know, the messaging I've got, you know, of course, I get all the text messages and I get all the orders and so on. We've got shelter-in-place orders out of Santa Cruz, shelter-in-place orders out of Contra Costa County, shelter-in-place out of San Francisco. I'm just kind of going through the litany that I've got here at my hands from people that are sending me all the orders. And, of course, here I live in one of the counties in Northern California, and we're not affected at all. There's a fair amount of panic, panic buying going on, but, you know, we aren't affected. And nobody is intending to issue any kind of shelter-in-place orders in my county. It's a county-by-county issue. And, of course, the Bay Area is all, you know, they're all part of a regional ABAG program. And, of course, it's the regional governance that runs that whole area. It's communism. This is Soviet-style governance, by the way. You're watching Soviet-style governance in action in the Bay Area. And, of course, they have a number of cases in Santa Clara County of the COVID virus. Now, that's not a shock because Santa Clara County is mostly Chinese now, it seems. Everywhere you go, it's a Chinese enclave. So it's not a surprise that you would have as many cases as you have there. But we don't have any. California's had 7 deaths overall since this whole outbreak. And you take a look, that's what I was doing in the last hours, is that you take a look at the numbers. They're just not adding up right now at all for the death rates, even if you add in China, which has gone through, you know, a couple of cycles of this. And so in October, they've been talking about this. It's just not adding up. And that's why I say you're absolutely right. This is the third attempt by the globalists to take out Donald Trump. That's really what it is. You got to call it like it is. And, I don't think they're going to do it.
Do you want to know what's next?
Yeah, absolutely.
I'll give a preview of an article I'm going to write for tomorrow. But what's next is we become the next Vietnam. If the Democrats can't make this work, they're literally out of options.
Right.
And what we will see, because we have embedded terrorists, we have embedded cartels. I mean, James Comey said on July 4th, 2016, and probably his only truthful statement, he said, we have ISIS cells in all 50 states. Those people will be called to order when it's declared that the pandemic has failed to achieve its objective, and therefore we will descend into a Bosnian civil war status that will last for a generation. That's what I believe is next, using the forces I just mentioned.
I'm not going to disagree with you. You know, some of the stuff that I haven't even reported yet, but when we come back, we got a commercial right now. When we come back from the break, I'll put this out to the public for the first time about what was happening yesterday in the morning, right after my show, actually. So So stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. We've got Dave Hodges with us. Anyway, stay with us. We'll be right back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. It's Agenda 21 with Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com. And, of course, newcaliforniastate.com. newcaliforniastate.com. NCS 51 is the other website that's up and running, and you can check it out. It's a new generation for New California State website. Okay, so we got Dave Hodges with us. And Dave, as I was talking about, you know, are there actions taking place right now? From what I understand, yesterday at the border, there were 10 18-wheelers seized by the U.S. government. And inside the 18-wheelers, cocaine. Cocaine. A huge shipment of cocaine was disrupted. There were numerous, as I understand it, numerous Border Patrol agents arrested.
That's not good news.
That's not good news. And I understand that there's a great collaboration that's built up with the Mexican government and the Colombian government right now. And in fact, many of the illegals that are being caught right now that are involved in criminal activity are being sent to Mexican jails. They're not being repatriated back in parts of Mexico. They're going to Mexican jails. Now, that's a little bit of information.
Yeah, what do you think the significance of repatriating to jails is?
I don't know. But, you know, those are Mexican jails, and I don't know about you, but everybody's a Bubba in Mexican jails.
Well, yeah, they're a Bubba and they're a runner.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, if I look at this from that perspective, it could be a training ground. I could be wrong, but I just smell a training ground. Why would the Mexicans willingly endure the expense of our deportees, and now they got to pay for them, give them three squares and a cot?
Well, they're going to let them loose and come across the border again.
Well, yeah, but they got to train them first.
Sure. They've got to train them right so they won't get caught the next time.
Exactly. As I say, look, dumbass, this is why you got caught. Now you got to make a correction, and I think this is what's going on there.
Yeah.
If you start sounding this out, this is pretty ominous. I mean, but, you know, look, I've covered this too. This is still part of a bigger plot, my friend, because the Mexican government is controlled by the cartels. Irrefutable fact.
And the communists and
all that. There you go. And that's the next step up. Who controls the cartels? The Chi-Com.
Right.
The army. Communist Chinese army. You know, and this is something I'm going to interject here too. People just, they want to poo-poo a conspiracy theory, okay? And I kind of get it because they're inundated with nonsense in the mainstream media every day. So I get that. But when I say that this is a communist Chinese plot in combination with the Democrats to take down America, specifically Donald J. Trump, the main obstacle to their Bolshevik takeover, when I say that, you know, first of all, I wrote a five-part series in July about a defense minister named Wei Fang who called for the use of race-specific bioweapons on Americans for the purpose of genocide and the occupation of America by 300 million Chinese colonists. And a five-part series. I had the document, a leaked transcript from a speech to the CCP
right. That
some people didn't agree with. But I found more. See, if I just had that, we got a really interesting statement and a radical in charge of the defense ministry
in
China.
Let's talk for a second about the speech that he made.
I think it was
2005 or something like that.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Okay. There were two previous defense ministers in China that said the same thing as Wei Fang. That's my point.
Right.
2003 is what this dates back to. In other words, Paul, what this is undoubtedly a generational plot by the Chi-Coms against America to commit genocide. And I'm tired of pussyfooting around with these people. They are our enemies. We are at war with them, and we need to treat them like we're at war.
Yeah, I agree. And that's, you know, this is, again, the operational ground right here is California. That's why New California stands in the breach of all this business.
Well, cancer has invaded the American body in its stage 4 in California of the Chi-Com variety. The Chi-Coms, well, they control, let's just look at this hemisphere as a whole. They control Pemex oil. I have sources inside Pemex. I get the reports all the time. They control the cartel, so therefore they control the government. So therefore they control the Chinese commerce, the Mexican commerce. And now they're in California, and they control California to the nth degree, including its top-level executive, Gavin Newsom. So, I mean, if we didn't go any further, and we could go into Portland, where they have a strong presence. We could go into Seattle, where they're emerging. We can go into Vancouver, Canada, where they're dominating politics. So when we look at this, this is the regional invasion of North America, and the communist Chinese have a firm foothold. And what just irritates the hell out of me, it's like no matter how much proof I put out there, no matter how much I document, it's like people don't want to listen.
Well, no. People want to ignore the facts. And that's exactly the big stumbling block for New California. It's been one to overcome, you know, the ignorance factor. But, you know, now what's happening is that people in California have awakened and they're going, yeah, this is happening. You know, we can really kind of see it. And, you know, they understand it. This is going to be the best defense out here because people really are awakening to it in a faster degree. And I think this whole thing this whole thing right now with the Chinese virus that's come across, this whole shutting down, you know, this is going to blow up badly in their faces because Americans are going to start seeing through this. And right now we're already seeing through it in many places out here in California. It's even with 1 day, 2 days, or even the threat of it, and now all of a sudden it's here. I think people are going to be more attuned as to what caused this. And listen, Dave, this is not going to last, you know, for 3 or 4 weeks. It's not going to happen. And I think you're going to see this cave in by the Democrats. And I think that ultimately, you know, the next month, things are going to really take a nosedive against them because they're the ones who promulgated all this stuff. And that everybody are going to see it because we're going to continue to get it out there that this is the third attempt to take out Donald Trump and based upon a lie. That's what it is. I mean, it's a real thing happening and devastating people. We understand that. But it's certainly not, you know, they should have picked the flu if they really wanted a certain flu. This is not a flu. This is a different type of virus, and it's not as insidious as a normal flu that strikes down 22,000 Americans have died since October. Not even close to that. Worldwide, you're over 7,000 people worldwide with this virus. People are going to see through this. They're absolutely going to see through this because Americans don't like to be locked down.
Well, here's what happens when you lock a population down. They have the ability to start beginning to look at things.
Right.
They're not distracted by their daily routines. Excuse me. I see the lockdown being a debate between Democratic deep state administrative officials and the Trump administration. And the battle is going to be over internet freedom during the lockdown. Mark my words.
Well, sure.
Your show, my show, we could all be in peril. By the way, should mention this to you. It was 2016. I was mentioned as a Russian spy in the Washington Post among 200 of my colleagues. But
right. There's
an update on this. It's kind of interesting. And I wonder what MSNBC is up to. I didn't see it. But yesterday, my wife and I were doing some prepping and we're out and about. And we get a call from my brother-in-law. And he said, did you know Dave's show was on MSNBC last night? And she said, no, what? And so I got this secondhand. But what she told me was that they presented my show as a web-based radio show, which is not. I broadcast at a KYH Global Star Radio Network. And, of course, Red State Talk Radio would qualify for that. But I have land terrestrial radio. But so they were inaccurate in their reporting. But they just featured my show and a couple things about the virus. And they were non-critical. Would you smell the calm before the storm if you were me?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. Why would they single me out?
Why would they do that?
I mean, I have been brutal to MSNBC because of the ridiculous comments they make. I mean, they're among the group that are like this Jennifer Rubin from the Washington Post. Trump is deliberately attacking his own people with the coronavirus. Did you see that?
No. But I know Bezos is trying to warm up to Donald Trump with the Amazon thing. Amazon is, really, I think, at risk with this whole thing. And a lot of people are smelling the risk for them. But, you know, so he's going to come crawling around to Trump. That's apparently what I'm sensing.
Amazon ain't going to be delivering.
That's right. I mean, you know, we put this out weeks ago about this, that, you know, when you get that little Amazon thing, you know, hands on it from China a day before, you could be picking up the virus.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's a great way to spread the virus is through Amazon.
Well, there's another way the virus is being spread, and I've got this from Border Patrol and DHS. Since January, the officials at the border have apprehended almost 1,000 Chinese nationals attempting to cross the border.
Right. The thing that gets it is if you understand the number of illegal Chinese that come into this country every night, or actually land in Mexico first and then come into this country.
That's what we're talking about.
Right, right. They come into Mexico first, as you were mentioning before, and then they get smuggled across at night or go to different locations to come across the border. This is happening all over.
I want to make an appeal to your intelligent audience. You know, you need to share this broadcast far and wide. You need to share all of them, but this one in particular. And this is the part you really need to play for a liberal. So listen to me, liberals and ignorance. Ignoramuses that sit on the couch and suck down beers and do nothing. Ignoramuses who think CNN is more worthy than a nightlight. Okay, listen to me carefully. All right. Do you think that these Chinese who are coming from highly infected, deadly areas, do you think, and they've caught 1,000. How many haven't they caught? That's the better question. But do you think that these people swam here? What did they do? The backstroke? Did they do the crawl stroke? How did they get across the Pacific and then magically cross our border into California? You know, ask yourself that question, liberals and ignoramuses. Chinese coming out of Mexico. I mean, what's wrong with this picture?
And now,
we got to hope
Canada.
That when the people listen to this, Paul, that they have an IQ above room temperature so they can consider this.
Well, this is, you know, our listeners totally get, you know, what you're talking about.
Absolutely.
But the mainstream media, you know, of course, they're in denial about it. And, of course, they're paid. My conclusion is they're completely played by bad actors against the United States that want to take over the United States and do us harm, and the George Soros of the world. So it's completely obvious that they're in the tank for that. That's why everybody's turning to us now in big ways. Our numbers are way up. Your numbers are way up. It's just this is what they're going to do. And, you know, we have an opportunity in this whole time now to really blossom, because people are going to really want to find out. They're going to say, you know, there's something wrong with the news and the way we're getting it. Even though there's total saturation of the news right now by everybody, including Fox, everybody's all in with the same narrative. But we need to really keep our listeners tuned to what really is going on, and we do that. And that's why I say what's going to happen is that people are going to be at home, and they're going to go, let's check out this stuff. And they're going to listen to us as they have more time to tune in to what is really truly going on. They'll realize that this whole thing is really sort of a shakedown in a preparation for something that could be very disastrous for our country if we don't put a stop to it and if we don't wake up to it. That's why I think there's going to be an awakening for the general population at this point in time.
This is the and you know what? Trump benefits from this shutdown from that perspective, economically, but from that perspective. I think that, let me tell you this, Paul. I firmly expect that if this virus doesn't accelerate quickly, and I'm talking about the next 2 months, that we are ripe for a major false flag event.
Yep. I agree.
Agree. And Mike Adams and I were discussing this on the phone the other night, and we were postulating, you know, what could it be? I'll tell you what my number one choice is. Nuclear detonation on Wall Street.
Yeah, they have to do something. It's interesting that J.P. Morgan moved all their trading desks and everything out of New York. That happened, 3 weeks ago? Well, the same day that Diamond had a heart attack. Same day, open heart surgery. Yeah,
boy, isn't that interesting. And I will tell you this, though. The key to predicting what and when will happen, watch the actions of Goldman Sachs.
Right.
And I think if you see Goldman Sachs doing what Chase did, I think that then it's time to say, don't go near New York. I think New York will be the number one target. I don't think it'll be D.C. You kill two birds with one stone if you, okay, EMP on Wall Street, tactical nuke on Wall Street, whatever it would be, okay? But they're going to do something to neutralize the economy because they know that's Trump's Achilles heel.
Well, it's the whole nation's Achilles heel.
Yeah, but I'm talking in terms of re-election.
Yeah, oh, yeah. And, you know, the thing is that... you know, they tried it with the Twin Trade Towers, you know, the whole 9/11 business. That didn't work. They're trying it right now with, you know, obviously the Russia thing, the impeachment thing, and now this thing with Trump. This is not going to work. So, you know, how is it going to work and what are they going to do? What is their next plan of attack, so to speak, going forward? So you're putting out a hypothesis that might very well be true. They've got to do something to stop it, this whole economy. What they have to do is stop free market capitalism. That's what they have to do. And, of course, that's been the communist dream ever since 1848 with the Communist Manifesto. How do you stop this America, you know, this United States of America? How do you stop it? And, of course, they came up with the Communist Manifesto to try and stop it. Well, it hasn't worked, but, you know, they tried the Twin Trade Towers. That was in 9/11/2001. And now they got this coronavirus business, which are, this is clearly a weaponized virus. I mean, virus number 19, really what it is. There's been 18 precursors to the coronaviruses. And this one seems to be the most advanced logically. And again, you know, my sources say that the virus originally came from Canada into China to be mutated. And of course, you where you pick up the story there, my sources are saying that, and by the way, ladies, you know, we work independently with our own sources that do not work with each other. You might be, that's why that's the beauty of what's going on here, is that I have independent sources, Dave has independent sources, and when they all of a sudden start to align, that's a big deal. That's a real big deal. Now, let's speak of an alignment, and that's the Hunter Biden situation in Air Force One.
It's there. I mean, I don't have the details you do. I just know that suicides of Air Force One personnel have been rumored, and I don't have names, but they've been rumored since 2017, and my source has information that was a year old. And this is after you had tipped me off very vague, with vague information, and non-specific. But it fits in with what we already know to be true about the transfer of technology to China. When I talk to people that know about biological and chemical weapons, they universally say China is not very sophisticated in this area, that they had to be given this by somebody.
Right.
And then too, you also get into how many coincidences do you accept before you realize it's a conspiracy. So you have Event 201 that's tested in the fall by Bill Gates with the coronavirus, just right before it breaks out in China. What a coincidence that is. And now you have the World Economic Forum in this post-release world of the coronavirus. And I was on their website yesterday, and they have how this is going to change jobs. Wait a minute, we're not even through this crisis. We have no idea what the end result's going to be. But they're saying this is the effect on jobs, education, government, global governance. I mean, they have all these detailed studies ready.
Already.
And we're not even through this. In other words, you want to talk about a pre-planned event? We're looking at a pre-planned event.
Yeah, the script is already here. It's been here. And that's one, you know, again, that's a tell to all of us. We've seen these scripts before, haven't we, Dave? I mean, everybody has that really studies this. So this script is out here. It's prepackaged. It's here. Just shovel it on and repeat it, because this is what we're doing. And that's the whole thing with the real mainstream media. That's what they've been up to for so long. That was one of the things that first tipped everybody else off. But these deaths around Air Force One are real. I've had reports to myself directly that have revealed that certain personnel on Air Force One have committed suicides. And it's the Obama Air Force One for the 8 years of service to the Obama administration. And, of course, much of it centers around flights to China, from what I understand.
That's true. Well, that was the center of Grassley's and Johnson's inquiry. Although Alexander Daly told me that the Johnson subpoena for the Secret Service records of the travel has been canceled. And then someone else told me, but it's being expanded. Do you know anything about Johnson's look into this?
I know nothing yet. And that's a thing on my charts to be looking at. But one thing is very, very clear in terms of the information that we're getting. One, we know that Hunter Biden collected about $1.5 billion from the Chinese government with the help of his father. And we know that Hunter Biden has been on Air Force One, and we know that the aircraft has flown into and out of China, unattended by the president of the United States, but by the vice president and even Hunter Biden on numerous occasions. So was there a transfer of technology? Now, you talked about the F-35. There's other people that talk about the biologicals. I think you've talked about the biologicals too. Uh-huh. Yep. Those are big concerns, and that's what I believe they're going to be looking into. I know they want the manifest. They're looking for anything that deals with Air Force One. And mysteriously, and I know for a fact, I know for an absolute fact that there have been personnel that have mysteriously committed suicide that were crew members on Air Force One and during that time frame. And would have known, like all crewmen would have known, where the plane had gone and who were the passengers. So interestingly, the witnesses seem to be dying that would corroborate that Hunter Biden was on the aircraft.
It's timely that I mention this, Paul. I ran an article, I'm going to guess, 5-6 weeks ago, and it had to do with an event in 2016. And this is obviously the last year of the Obama presidency. His administration, State Department, DOJ, all the usual players, they flew in Ukrainian prosecutors who were going after Burisma, and they provided them training. And this is so bizarre. This just defies logic. I mean, like, they don't have law schools in Ukraine and real lawyers that know what they're doing. And they bring them in, and I had the itinerary. I had the flight numbers. I had the hotels they stayed at. I had the times of the seminars. No details in the seminar. They were closed to the public. But what they were clearly doing in the Obama administration was they were preparing for a post-Obama departure where someone who might not be friendly to the Obama administration could be a chief executive and unveil the Ukrainian happenings. And so they had to train the Ukrainians on how to cover this up.
Right.
And I had all the documentation. I mean, I'm not saying because Dave Hodges broke it. Please don't. If you had broken this, Paul, I'd be saying, why didn't 5 million people read this?
Right.
That's how big this is. And this goes right hand in hand with the suicides after the fact to cover up what was going on Air Force One. It's the same strategy. It's cover up for Ukraine and weapons transfer.
Well, and you see, this is what it's been so frustrating, as you know, because we started covering, Chris Street, myself, and others started covering the whole Ukrainian thing at the end of 2012 and 13. We didn't have all the details, but we knew there's something really wrong going on with weapons transfers. That was all connected to Benghazi, actually. I mean, it goes back that far. And, you know, we didn't have total clarity, but we had a pretty good idea of what was going on, which has been absolutely the fact pattern that we've really been able to establish over the last several years with all the information coming out. It's very clear that Hunter Biden has played a critical role, but also that role to China. That's another thing. If I'm being pinged by my sources right now, wait, you know. Anyway, so the fact pattern that develops with Hunter Biden to China and North Korea and the Ukraine with missile components out of the Ukraine by way of Hunter Biden feeding into North Korea. That's why, you know, when Donald Trump, the first thing he did is he got tight with North Korea. Well, he knew. He knew what was going on in North Korea. He knew that weapons were being transferred from the Ukraine to by way of China through Hunter Biden to North Korea. They've known that. And, of course, to get them to stop launching those missiles was a big priority for President Trump. And look what he's done. He pretty much mitigated it.
Well, how do you serve the military-industrial complex, which is a globalist organization? You basically build up your opponent so you have an excuse to have a conflict.
That's right.
And spend more money on it.
That's
what we did in the Cold War. The Russians weren't nearly the threat that we were told they were. And, of course, the military-industrial complex sold that to the American people.
In fact, one of the things when I came back from my 1992 behind the tour month and a half long visit to Eastern Europe, that was one of my pictures were more important to the people that I came back to than anything else because they wanted to see for themselves, you know, what were we really taking on in the Cold War? And, of course, they were just shaking their heads like, you know, this wasn't necessary. Anyway, Dave, we got to run for time. Tell us how we can get a hold of you and where you're at and all that other good stuff.
KYH Radio, you can live stream it. It's also on our website at thecommonsenseshow.com and our YouTube channel by the same name.
Yeah, and the YouTube channel's really taken off for you. You're getting a lot of attention. I saw the Huckabee interview that you did at the California State Convention number 6.
Yeah, well, we had him on there, and we had Chris Ann Hall. And love Mike Huckabee, absolutely love him. man, I wish he'd move to California. He'd make a great governor for you.
Well, you know, you just never know. Anyway, stop tipping it off. Anyway, thanks, Dave. We'll
All right, Paul. Thanks.
Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio, ladies and gentlemen. We've got to run for time now. And remember, visit our website, a21r.com, and, of course, newcaliforniastate.com. And remember, stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.